Welcome back!
Welcome, welcome!
Welcome, welcome! We are in Nebraska!
Yes, Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska. Yes, sir. And it's ice cold.
It is.
But today the sun is up and it's heating us a little.
Yeah.
So it's pretty nice. We're
it's
walking
not too
around.
Bad.
Exactly. Yeah. It's ice and it's snowy. But when the sun is up, we can actually be outside and not die.
Yeah.
But.
We bought ourselves some winter jackets.
Mm-hmm, we did. Walmart.
Walmart. Sponsor us.
I wish. I think me and Natalie is on Walmart
two times a day. Yeah.
We've been in Walmart in every single state.
Yeah. It's like our thing.
Yeah.
And we usually sleep there too, so.
And every single Walmart look exactly the same. So we're like, have we been here before?
I'm so confused. Every morning when I wake up, go into Walmart to brush my teeth, I feel like I've been here before.
And I'm like, no, that was in Colorado.
Yeah, but it feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
Yeah.
So right now we are at U-Haul's parking lot.
We're trying to fill up the, what do you call
propane.
It? Propane. Yeah. So we can cook.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was a whole science. Like he was changing so many numbers and he was have it on a huge scale. And he was like, oh, it's 40 here and 20 here and 15 here. And I was like, okay, yeah, okay. He was like, this is full. You don't have to fill this up. I was like, okay. So, nothing works.
So I guess it's just the stove that
not work. Yeah.
So that sucks.
We look stupid again.
We look stupid again, yeah.
But oh my God, I need to say the people in Nebraska.
Wow.
Love them. So nice. Everyone is so nice.
Everyone is so helpful.
Yeah, we could spot the difference like the second we walk in the first store in Nebraska.
Yeah.
The first lady who was in the store, she was super nice. And after that, like every single person that we've been talking to is so nice.
So nice, so helpful.
Yeah, everyone wants to help us. Yeah. Everyone wondering what we're doing. Everyone is asking questions. Everyone wants to like actually talk to us and like pay attention and like waste their time to just talk to us.
Exactly.
And in Utah, no one wanted to talk to us.
No one.
They looked at us that we were weirdos.
Yeah.
They were like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah,
what are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that is the biggest like difference between Utah and
Nebraska.
The people.
Yeah, aside from the nature.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Two different natures.
Yeah. Completely different. I feel like Utah is a very like up and down, lot of hills, a lot of mountains. Here in Nebraska, everything's flat.
Flat.
Feels like Sweden. Everything is just flat.
Yeah. But it's so beautiful in Utah.
So beautiful.
After the last episode, we went up to the mountains. We were watching the sunset. We were eating breakfast up there. We were taking photos.
In Utah.
It was warm.
It was so
super
warm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everything was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, we could barely concentrate on the road because everything around us was so beautiful.
So beautiful.
But it's very beautiful here, too. It's just different.
It is, but it's different beautiful. I think it's beautiful here because when we first got into Nebraska and we started to see the difference in the nature, I was like, damn, are we going to drive in this boring nature for so many hours?
Yeah.
But then the snow came and the ice came and the cold and, I mean, yeah, it is not ideal to sleep in that cold in a van without heat, but the nature in that weather, wow.
Yeah, it was so beautiful.
Everything. Yesterday, we were in a small town. What was it called?
Strömberg,
yes. They call it the Swedish
capital of Nebraska.
Yeah. And it was insane. Everything was so cute and pretty, and it really felt like Sweden.
It felt like a little town in Sweden.
Yeah, and everything was covered in ice. Everything, all the trees had ice on it. It was literally you can see a leaf on a tree that was still green, but covered in ice.
Yeah,
it was just ice around everything, and when the sun hit, it sparkled. So the whole town just sparkled.
Mm-hmm. It looked like the whole town was made in silver.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. And it's exactly. Like, we tried to record this and take photos of it, but it's so hard. Yeah.
I walked around for probably 2 hours just filming, taking photos of everything. And when I look at it, yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you can't really
tell.
Yeah, it's not the same. Like, mm-mm. It was insane.
It's not fair.
No. But it was really fun because all the signs in that little town were in Swedish.
In Swedish. It was so weird.
Like, welcome in Swedish.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you.
Everything was in Swedish. Yeah. Every single sign outside on the street, it said, welcome in Swedish.
Yeah.
Välkommen.
Yeah.
So that was super cool. So we have, like, in Sweden, we have a traditional horse, Dalahäst.
Yeah.
It's up in Sweden. The horse comes from that part of Sweden. I don't know why, but every single time I go to a place here in America that has a Swedish restaurant or a Swedish store, everyone has this horse.
Yeah, Dalahäst.
Dalahäst. Everywhere.
And there were so many Dalahästar there.
Everywhere was Dalahästar.
Yeah, everywhere was Dalahästar. So that was pretty cool, but we sat down in a cafe for a few hours because Sophie had a class.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sitting there studying, and we asked the staff about the town and why is the Swedish capital in Nebraska and so on, and she told us that there is actually no Swedes living there.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know, but, like, probably it's not Swedish people. Or she said that everyone has, like, the grandma or grandfather is Swedish, but now no one is Swedish anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so some of them do have relatives in Sweden, but
yeah.
I honestly thought that we were going to come there and people would be like, hey, in Swedish, you know? And I was like,
oh, okay.
No, that was probably not. But it was the cutest town ever. It's really small at the cafe. Every single one that walked in, the staff was like, hi, John. Yeah. Hi, Lisa. You know,
see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Betcha.
Yeah, like everyone know each other.
Yeah. So cute. If I ever have the opportunity to have a little townhouse,
it will be in Nebraska.
In
Stromberg?
Probably in Stromberg. I love that little town.
Yeah. We find another place that we call Gothenburg, and that is also a huge city in Sweden, Göteborg. Yeah. And then Malmö.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
It was so cool.
I love to find some Swedish places here and there.
Yeah. Apparently, there were a lot of Swedish immigrants that came here years and years and years
back.
Yeah,
hundreds of years ago. So they still, like, they celebrate Midsummer.
Yeah.
That is a Swedish tradition. And they have all this, like, really Swedish tradition dresses and food, like the fish that we don't even eat in Sweden. Like, it's only, like, my grandma and grandpa who eats it. It was there, like, lutefisk. What the hell?
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Yeah, they kept all their traditions.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun to see.
Sometimes I think it's so cool that little Sweden made such a huge stamp in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like everyone knows what Sweden is. Or they know, like, IKEA or ABBA or the Swedish fish that we don't even have in Sweden.
Yeah. But I'm also, like, a little, like, shocked about it because there's so many people that, like, confuse Sweden to Switzerland, which for me is like, do you not know the world? Do you not know what Sweden is? I know, yeah, it's a small country, but you should know what country it is. I feel like it's 50-50 here. Like, some people don't really know where Sweden is, you know.
Maybe
they know the blonde girls, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and the Swedish fish that we don't even have in Sweden.
Yeah.
They have it here.
And you guys, your Swedish meatballs, oh my god, nasty.
Yeah.
And we stopped at another place that has Swedish pancakes.
Yeah, we did.
That was awful too.
Where was this?
It was in Utah.
Yeah. On our way to Colorado. Yeah.
So, but the pancakes, they had Swedish pancakes with lingon. How do you say?
Lingon silt.
It's a berry.
Yeah, it's a red berry.
Yeah,
that's
it's so awful.
Weird. You have it to, like, meat.
Yeah, ugh, it's nasty. Yeah. You should eat Swedish pancake with strawberry jam or raspberry jam or just sugar and butter or ice cream.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we didn't order that, but the people next
to
us
them.
Did. Yeah, and when they served them the pancakes,
they were so small.
They were so tiny.
They looked exactly like American pancakes. Yeah. They were just not fat, and that's wrong.
Yeah,
but she thought it was super cool that we were Swedish and we could we were talking about the Swedish pancakes.
Yeah, we were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we left to Colorado, and what happened in Colorado?
Curfew happened.
Curfew, what?
It was so insane. We were so excited to go to Denver in Colorado. We were like, finally a big city.
We got a party.
Let's have fun.
But when we were driving in there, like when we, the first 5-10 minutes when we were driving into Denver, it was amazing. Like we had the windows down. We were blasting music
and to everyone.
Like we were talking to every single one on the streets. We were like, yes, like where do we go and party? Like, let's see you there. Whoa. We were talking to everyone. And then we got into the van. We got ready. We did our makeup. We're drinking some wine. And then we get out and we were like, what the fuck happened?
It was dead.
Everyone was gone.
And there was no one
there. It was curfew.
Yes. And then we realized it was freaking curfew.
At 10.
Yeah.
So we missed the whole thing.
We missed everything.
And one thing we saw in Denver, though, was all the people that were celebrating Biden. And we didn't go out, but we were driving the car and everyone was screaming with flags and dancing.
Yeah.
And just, they were so happy.
It was so cool to see.
We couldn't see a Trump supporter for far, far away.
Far, far away.
It was just a nice, good vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
I think we all been kind of nervous about this election.
Yeah, 100%.
So it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So, but Denver was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just dead.
Yeah, I feel like I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to go back.
Up running, because now, like, the city was really beautiful, mm-hmm. but I do think it reminds me a lot of LA.
Yeah.
Like, downtown LA looks pretty much the same as downtown Denver, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it was cool. I think you can have a lot of fun there.
Yes.
When everything is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But as of now, yeah. Yeah.
We walked down to a lake and we're eating breakfast there, and that was really beautiful.
Yeah. It was a really cute lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was kind of hard to find places to sleep in Denver. Yeah. We were there for 2 nights, and the first night we slept at a parking lot across from a hotel.
Oh my god, we were running from the cops.
Yeah, and the cops showed up everywhere. Everywhere.
So we were hiding in a hotel. We're like, we live here.
Yeah.
Because it's not super okay to sleep in the car.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty much the same as if you were to sleep in your car in LA.
Yeah.
Like, compared to here in Nebraska, it's a small town. No one cares.
Yeah.
Like, it's safe everywhere. It's not a lot of people. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
easy. You find a Walmart and you
sleep there.
Or you found a mountain, as we did in Utah, and we just drove up the mountain and slept there.
Yeah.
But in Denver, it was harder and more cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
we had a little cop incident in Utah, too.
We did?
Yeah, with the sheriff.
Oh, in Green River?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We stopped in a place that called Green River. It was so little. They didn't have Wi-Fi anywhere.
No. They had like 4 restaurants and there were like 2 of them open. And one had kind of internet.
Yeah. We need to stop at places, restaurants, stores, blah, 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 to study and work.
Yeah.
So that's why we need Wi-Fi sometimes.
Yeah. So it was kind of hard there, but we were planning on sleeping there. But then we realized that the little town sheriff, showed up everywhere we were.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
He was following us.
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, the town wasn't big. You could drive from one side to the other in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably just circled around and saw our van everywhere, always moving. And he always stopped. Walked into the place we were at. I think he didn't really want us to spend the night there in our van.
And everyone was like, they were rude.
Really rude.
No one wants to talk to us.
Yeah.
And everyone was walking around with their guns. And everyone was dirty. And I was like, we were like, no, let's go.
Yeah.
And we stopped at the restaurant. And like the people in there, they were acting like they never seen someone outside their own city.
Yeah.
So here we are in Nebraska. We've been freezing for 3 days now.
It's been so cold.
Yeah, it's been under, like, it was 28 Fahrenheit yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah, I don't even want to know
how cold it was tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
But we're sleeping up there with sleeping bags and 4 blankets and 10 pillows. And we have two pair of pants and four hoodies.
Yes. And a little beanie.
And a beanie and a scarf.
Yeah. So
we're still warm. Yeah. And we have like 10 candles. It's pretty nice.
It is cozy and it's all right when you like nighttime, but when you wake up.
Oh yeah.
That's the big issue. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking problem. Ice cold.
And you just want to stay in bed.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really get up.
Yeah, exactly.
But today it's actually pretty nice weather.
Today is a beautiful day. Hopefully it's going to
keep staying like this, because today we're going to Iowa. Mm-hmm. And we have really no idea how the weather is there.
Yeah. And after that we're going to Chicago.
Yeah. So we almost made it.
We always made it half the trip.
Yes. So it's Wednesday today. The plan is to be in Chicago by tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So we can wake up fresh and ready Friday morning, and hopefully there's
party!
No curfew. Have we checked if there's any curfew?
No, I don't even want to check.
No. Okay, so we're just going to go there and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have a fun question for you. Okay. So if you need to choose of all the states we've been seeing so far, the worst place you can be thinking living at, or the best place you want to live at?
So the worst and the best.
Yeah.
And we're going to choose between
Utah, Nevada, Colorado, and Nebraska. Where do you want to live the most?
Nebraska, 100%.
Same.
Yeah.
I would say Nebraska too.
Yeah.
Wonderful, beautiful, nice people.
Yeah. And the worst, I need to say Colorado because it was closed. But that's the only reason. I think when it's up and running, I would probably rather live in Colorado than Nebraska. But just out of our little Corona experience, I would say I want to live in Nebraska. I don't want to, and Colorado was worst.
Okay.
Yeah. But just, that's just out of Corona experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I need to say, I don't think I want to live in Nevada. Or, yeah. But like, I haven't seen so much of Nevada because we always go to Vegas and we have seen like 30, 40 minutes around Vegas, but Nevada is huge, so I can't say that I don't like Nevada, but right now I would say Nevada, and I would say that I want to live in Nebraska.
Yeah.
I really like Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like today, for example, we stopped at a gas station to ask about some stuff about the car, and everyone was helping us, and we were in the wrong place. We needed to go to another place to find something else, and the people there, they're like, I jump into my car, and I just drive after me. I'm going to take you guys there. And everyone's just helping us. Yeah. Like, we're just standing
there. Everyone at the store just wanted to help us.
Yeah. And they didn't even work there.
Yeah.
So everyone is so nice.
Everyone is so nice here. So helpful. Yeah. And the guy that actually showed us the way here, he is from
Chicago.
So he told us about, like, apparently if you drive from Nebraska or Iowa to Chicago, there is a pay thingy that you have to pay
for. Yeah, at the border.
Yeah, at the border. But not if you take East 88. No, East 80.
East 80.
Yeah.
Then it's free.
Yeah.
So we never knew that if we didn't met him.
Yeah, so he told us about that. He told us about Naperville, where he's from. Apparently it's a really
pretty town.
Yeah, pretty town. So we're probably gonna go there.
Yeah. Yes.
Check that out. So I think it's really fun. It was actually, we found the Swedish little town from the McDonald's staff.
Yeah, exactly. So all the places we go to and visit is just from people that we meet outside.
Exactly.
So now we're going to a place, it's a Scandinavian shop.
Yeah.
And we found out that too.
Yeah, from people.
From people.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, I think it's really funny. I think that's the best part with that. We don't have a plan. We have sort of a plan.
Because we were not supposed to end up here in Omaha.
No.
It was a girl in the museum.
Yeah.
She was like, go to Omaha. They have everything.
Yeah.
And like, I thought we were going to end up in a huge city. Yeah. Because she was so excited. She was like, you have to go there. Like, it's just 4 hours away. And like, they have everything. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
let's
go. We have to go there.
But now we come here, it's just a little town.
Yeah.
Of course, it's bigger and they have a lot of stores, but it's not like the...
It's not a big city.
It's not a big city. It's not that we're used to. When you live in LA, it's not much that is bigger.
Exactly, yeah.
But she thought it was so...
Yeah. And I think that's really funny to see.
Yeah.
Because like, I love that. We met her at the museum. We were on the highway. We saw a sign that said free museum.
And we just stopped. And so we took the whole different direction.
Exactly. And then she told us about this. And it's really funny to see that how different people in the, like, on the countryside is.
Mm-hmm.
That for her, this, like, Omaha is the best place ever. Like, it's a huge city. It's an amazing city. And but for us, that's from LA and from Stockholm.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's not really
a big city. For
a big
us.
City, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's
it's funny cool. to see. Yeah. And I love that we just talk to everyone and we plan our route accordingly to people who actually live here.
Yeah.
And knows the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's way better than go to like TripAdvisor. What's the best city in Nebraska?
Yeah.
I think it's better to just talk to the locals mm-hmm. and see
where
we should head. So Strömsburg. Definitely a place you should visit if you have the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not much to do there, but you can take one day, just walk around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're Swedish or not Swedish and love the Midsummer and haven't seen the horror movie, is not how we celebrate Midsummer.
What horror movie?
Have you not seen Midsummer?
No.
It's a horror movie. They made a horror movie about our Midsummer.
Damn.
And it's terrible. It's like everyone thinks that we acting like that.
Oh.
It's a huge sect, you know.
Ooh.
Do you say sect?
I think so.
Yeah, it's just weird people. Everyone is killing each other.
Oh.
And so many people are asking me that you're like, is everyone like that in Sweden? I'm like, no.
No.
They're not like that.
But I think it's really funny that they
celebrate Midsummer.
And we saw some photos of like all the kids were wearing our, what's it called? Like traditional
dress. Yeah.
Which we don't even wear in Sweden anymore.
Yeah.
They did back in the days, but in that town, they apparently kept the tradition alive. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have it in Sweden in small towns.
Yeah, in small towns, yeah.
But everything is hard when you're from... It's exactly the same in Sweden and in here, because it's the same thing, exactly what we're talking about, like people from LA... They haven't seen this part of America.
Yeah.
And it's the same in Sweden. If you're from Stockholm and never leave Stockholm, you haven't seen this part of Sweden either.
Yeah.
So you said you'd never seen trees with that much
ice. On it. Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, how?
Yeah.
But like,
I think I'd never seen it. And it was so funny because I FaceTimed my sister and my dad. And I was like, look at these trees. And my dad was like, yeah, I mean, it's cool, but we do have that in Sweden too.
Yeah.
And both me and my sister were like, no, we don't. We're such city kids.
I guess. Exactly. And I've been like my entire life been up in North Sweden to skiing.
Yeah.
Like at least 1 week every year.
Yeah.
So for me, like I always see stuff.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
I don't. I never. Like, of course, I've been to more places than Stockholm.
Oh yeah.
But not really. Like not in the last years. Yeah. I don't travel that much.
I think we should do this trip in Sweden too, so you can see the beauty of Sweden.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you expect from Iowa?
Iowa?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know anything about Iowa?
Nothing at all.
Me neither.
Looking at the map and I want to see if I recognized any like cities.
Yeah.
Because usually you hear about the cities, like the big cities. Like we heard about Denver before.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know it was in Colorado,
same.
But I heard about Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the same in Utah, the Salt Lake City.
Exactly.
We heard about Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was in Utah.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's because of the sports, maybe the football and
probably.
The teams.
Yeah. But Iowa?
Iowa, no clue.
Me neither.
It's nothing.
Gonna be...
I think it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the people, hopefully they're nice.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But it feels like it's going to be the same as here.
I hope it is. Like people for like.
Because we're so close. Like we're almost like just like we're 15 minutes from the border.
Yeah.
So.
I hope that it's the same with the people because everyone here is so nice. I don't. Yeah. I really don't even want to leave. But
I know.
It was really fun to see. I love Nebraska. I didn't think that Nebraska would be the place that I...
Yeah.
Like, 1 week into the trip would want to move to.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to live here.
That's funny.
Yeah. I love this place. I love the people.
Yeah. One more thing that we've been thinking about is, like, we haven't seen any homeless people since we left Nevada.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah, in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, in Denver.
In Denver,
yeah.
There was a lot of homeless people, and it's... I mean, it was cold when we were there. I can't even imagine how cold it is now that snow has, like...
We were talking to one homeless man.
Yeah.
And he told us, like, he was from Denver, and he was telling us about his life, and he was so happy because that day he was earning $4.
Yeah.
$4.
$4.
And we driving around in this huge car, and like, oh my God, like, oh, yeah. We want to see everything. And he's so happy because he made $4.
Yeah.
Oh, it's... Like, for us, coming from Sweden, we don't have this in Sweden.
No.
Of course, we have homeless people, but not in this way.
No, not like this.
Not like this.
Sweden, I mean, our government, it's pretty hard
to end up,
up on the street in Sweden.
And here it is everywhere. Like, when you live in LA, you see homeless people everywhere, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So that's why...
And it was the same with Vegas.
Vegas, yes.
Yeah, apparently you told me you saw a documentary about there are people going to Vegas, gamble, lose all their money, and they're stuck there.
Yeah, they're not even able to, like...
Yeah, they're stuck there.
Travel back.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's insane. It's so different. I think it's very important for us to see this.
Yeah.
And I think I think it's important for our Swedish listeners to hear this.
Yeah.
Because I think that we in Sweden don't really... Like, I mean, yes, you hear about... There is a lot of homeless people, and the government in the U.S.
doesn't care.
Doesn't care, and so on and so on. You hear about it, you see it in movies, you see it in videos, everything. But you can't really know until you see it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for us to, like, acknowledge that, too.
Yeah. Are we... Yeah. I wish I could
do something.
Yeah, a lot of things we wish we can do. And another thing about Utah and Nebraska. I would not say Colorado. It's so clean.
It's so clean.
Oh my God. The streets are clean.
Yes. And the air.
The air is so amazing.
It feels like Swedish air.
Yeah.
And we actually, like, me and Sophie discussed this today. Like, people in LA, a lot of people in LA doesn't really understand when I say, like, some people can be like, what do you miss about Sweden? I'm like, the air.
Yeah.
I miss the air, the fresh, crispy air.
Yeah.
And not crispy because it's cold, it's just...
It's fresher.
It's fresh, like you can breathe. And a lot of people in LA doesn't really get it. They're like, what do you mean?
Air, yeah, have you never, air. Have you never, I would say Californian.
Yeah.
Have you ever traveled from California to another place? You don't understand. Like, this second we opened the door in Utah, both of us like...
yeah.
Like, oh my God, we can breathe.
Yes.
Like, it feels like Sweden. Like, it was amazing. So that's also a thing, like the air and the trash.
Yeah.
I don't understand how so many people in this country has one of the beautiful, the most beautiful country in the world, but it's so dirty.
It's so dirty.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah, yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
And every single one, I'm telling people, when I see people throwing trash on the ground, I'm like, excuse me. It's a trash can over there.
Yeah, like,
go
why?
And put your trash in the trash can, stupid. And they're like, why?
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean, why? They're like, it doesn't matter. It's so dirty here anyways.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I throw my trash here. It's just going to stay here. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just LA, Hollywood has got affected. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
stop
exactly.
throwing your fucking trash.
Yeah.
And out here, it's so nice and clean.
It is. It is.
Good people.
Good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh.
Corona.
It's so different
from state to state.
Yeah, or city to city.
City to city.
Yeah.
Like, a few places that we've been stopping at, most in Utah, they don't even have masks.
Yeah.
Masks.
Yeah. No masks.
Like, even the staff that was working behind, like, in the restaurants didn't have masks.
Yeah.
No one was having a mask. That was so weird. It was just me and you that was walking around with a mask.
Exactly, yeah.
So, we stopped wearing masks because no one else had a mask. And then we drove into the next city. Every single one has a mask. And we're like, what? And they were like, hey, you cannot come in here if you don't have a mask. I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh, this is so confusing.
It is confusing.
Like, can you make a decision? It's curfew. It's no mask. It's curfew. Mask. It's no curfew. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's very confusing. And it's very different from city to city.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing there. It's the smaller cities that doesn't have masks.
Exactly.
Probably because there's no one visiting and no one is leaving or, you know.
But we've been careful.
Yeah, we have. Oh, I just checked the maps.
Mm-hmm.
We are 21 hours and 26 minutes away from LA.
21?
21 hours.
How many miles is that?
It is 1,542 miles.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah. But that is straight to LA.
Oh,
We've been driving a little up and down around the states.
Yeah, so much gas. This has been bothering us, both of us. So we running around, or I running around with a plastic bag everywhere, picking up the trash from the streets. Just because I feel so bad about I try to cover it up with picking up trash and spending so much gas.
Yeah.
Or using so much gas.
Yeah.
And yesterday we found a little lizard
in
a bottle. That's also a reason you should not throw trash outside because the animals are dying. We were stopping and said hi to some cows.
Yeah.
And they had so many plastic
like
beer cans in their thing,
in their little yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and it's the so little sad lizard. To see.
Yeah, and it was a huge, like, 1 gallon water bottle, and it was a little lizard in there that was dead.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, why would you? This was on the highway. We stopped on the highway. Yes,
we stopped on the
highway. I just feel like, why? Was it someone that was sitting in their car? Like, oh, I just drank this up. Let's just throw it out the window.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People open up the windows. They throw out the trash.
It's so fucking weird. I mean, you're in
so
the
weird.
Car. Just have it in the car until you stop and see a trash can.
I know, but people.
It's so weird. So, yeah, the lizard died.
Yep. Thank you for
I feel like everyone just needs to...
Stop. Yeah, we're changing the world right now.
Changing the world, yes. I can't wait until we get up to Chicago and then start driving Route 66.
I know, me too. For some reason, it feels like when we leave Chicago, when we get up to Chicago, it's there the trip starts.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same, kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
It feels like when we come up there, we're like... We made it up here. Now everything starts.
Yeah. Or like it's a new journey. Because now we're just driving around. Now we have no clue what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're just going to follow Route 66 all the way back to...
The other one is a little more planned out.
Yeah. Or I mean, we haven't planned it. We haven't really checked where
no.
goes.
We don't have one.
Route 66 is a plan that everyone can follow. Just
exactly.
Stick
just
to
Google
the road.
It.
Yeah. It's like... So I feel like it's going to be kind of nice because as I was talking about in our previous episode, the Swedish episode, I do think it's kind of hard not knowing. Like, when I fall asleep, I want to know where I'm going the next day. We never know.
No.
So with the Route 66, it's going to be pretty easy. And hopefully the weather is better.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to sleep in a van when it's ice cold and we have no heat.
But do you know what I probably gonna say in like 2 weeks when we're like in
like Texas?
In Texas, and it's super fucking hot. I'm gonna be like, oh my God, I miss the cold.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's so cozy up there sleeping with so many blankets and pillows. And like just a few days ago, I woke up because it was so hot in the car because of the sun. So I had to like go up
move
at 6 in the morning to go outside because it's so hot in the car.
Yeah.
So, like, I like this weather. Everyone is asking us, they're like, why did you not do this trip in the summer? Like, you guys are so stupid doing the trip during this time of the year. And I'm like, no, like, I love the cold. Like, it's been so cool to see this cold weather and
everything. I do think it's pretty perfect because on this trip, we're going to see basically all the seasons.
Yeah.
We're going to see all the seasons. So this is actually a really good time to... to go, I think, but we might have... We should have planned it a little better with some winter clothes, maybe, but...
But we figured that out,
We figured that out. We went to...
We have Walmart.
Walmart.
My God.
Bought ourselves some little disco ball-looking jackets.
And everyone loves our jackets.
Everyone loves them. Or they're making fun of us. I can't really...
We can't really tell. But at least they say something. They're like, I love your jackets.
Love your jackets.
They're like, thank you. Oh my God, sometimes like I wish you guys could see how fucking stupid we look sometimes.
Yeah,
I have to stop saying fucking. I'm so sorry that we're using that word so much,
but I just love that word. Sends a clear message.
We have to remind ourselves it's another audience that listening to this right now.
True. If you have listened to our original podcast, you may see and hear a little different about our use of words.
Exactly.
This is
like my teacher are listening to this.
Yeah. And this is a podcast that actually dads or dads can't listen to.
Yeah, so.
So we're trying to keep it a little
clean.
Clean.
And not nasty, nasty.
Nasty.
Ow. Oh, that's also a thing, like all the accents.
Oh, yeah, the accents.
All the accents are so cool. Like, we can really hear a difference where we, when we talk to people.
Yeah.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
But I'm here in Nebraska, everyone is, You understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean, but I do think it's, like, some people talk just like people in LA here.
Yeah, I heard, I feel some, like it's 50, I heard some 50. Girls that were like, eh.
Yeah, at the cafe we were at yesterday in the Swedish town, the staff were like, betcha, you know, talk like that. And then it was like these two younger girls walked in and they sounded like they were from LA.
Yeah.
So it's a little confusing. I think it's going to be more of an accent when we get on the
I'm so excited for Texas.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. I feel like we have a lot of fun and cool places left.
Oh, yes.
But, like, I mean, it's day 9 now. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the time is ticking a little too fast.
I know. I don't want this to end.
Me neither.
Like, we said that this morning. Like, I don't want to drive in the exit in LA and come down to Hollywood. Like, no!
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm so tired of LA.
Yeah, same.
And, like, I see all you guys... I see all the stores and Instagram and everything, and some part of me, I'm like, oh, God damn it, I'm not there. Like, I want to go to this party, or, like, I want to do this with these people. And then I'm like, no. This is so amazing, and this is so cool.
It is.
And I love this little home we have.
And I've never been sober for this long.
Right? We're so good and sober and healthy.
We're so good and sober and healthy. Yes.
That's good. Maybe we should stay in this car. Maybe we should extend it another month. And just maybe we can go up to San Francisco or something.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind.
Me either. Should we?
Should we?
I don't know. Maybe.
We still don't have an apartment in
exactly.
LA. So why not?
Oh, God damn it. As usual, we don't have any plans, so we're gonna figure that out.
Yeah, we're just gonna see what happens.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be good.
It's funny.
Yeah,
I think life is funny right now. We don't know anything at all.
Yeah, it is. Nothing.
Nothing.
But should we? How long is the drive to Iowa from here?
So we're gonna drive for 4.5 hours right now.
Yes.
And then we need to study and work. And tomorrow we need to study and work. And then we can enjoy the weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to try to finish all our obligations before we get to Chicago. Because we really, really want to enjoy that town.
Yeah, like every single minute.
Town.
City.
Bam.
Ugh.
Yeah, I feel like I have so much hope for Chicago.
Me too.
It's insane. I feel like everything is gonna like fall life into is changing. Place.
Yeah, like it's gonna change my life.
Yeah, my too. I mean that. I think it's so cool, Nebraska. We're in Nebraska.
Mhm. Yeah, it sounds so cool.
It sounds cool, and it looks like we're in the movie Frozen. No joke. Yeah.
When you say Nebraska, it feels like we're up in Alaska.
Yeah.
I thought like Alaska and Nebraska were close to each other.
Where is Alaska?
I have no clue.
Yeah. Cool. Maybe we should go there.
I really want to go there sometime.
Yeah.
I want to go to every single state.
Yeah.
That's our goal, I think. So how many states do we have now? Cali, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Nebraska.
Yeah.
5 states. Have you been another state before this little trip?
Arizona.
We have Arizona, both of us. So we have been in 6 states.
Yeah.
Do you have another state?
No.
I've been in Boston.
Yeah.
Before.
Where's Boston?
Like 4 hours from New York.
Yeah, but what state is it?
Boston.
Is it?
I'm kidding. I don't know. Oh, yeah. What state? Look that up, please.
What the fuck is M.A.?
Manchester?
What?
No,
that's
I don't know.
England.
Oh.
Massachusetts? No. What? Can't be.
Oh, so I've been in Massachusetts.
Yes.
How did you say it?
Massachusetts.
Okay, yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
So I've been in 8 states.
Yeah, and I've been in...
7 states.
In 7.
Wow.
And there's a lot more to come. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 2 days, you've been in
10 states!
Yes!
Yay! So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
But let's get the freaking out of this U-Haul
parking lot.
Maybe
we can say freaking instead.
This is freaking amazing.
Yeah, let's leave this freaking place.
Let's leave this freaking place.
This wonderful, wonderful place.
Yeah, actually, what really wonderful.
Favorite place on earth right now.
Yeah, like low-key, don't even want to leave.
Yeah. What's your favorite place on earth?
Nebraska.
Are you serious?
Strumburg.
Is it?
No, Santorini, Greece.
Oh.
That place... is honestly insane.
Yeah, people go to Greece.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
But not even Greece. Like, Greece, I've been in a few different places in Greece, and Santorini is something different.
Yeah.
It is. And, like, all the pictures and videos you see of it, it is actually like that.
Yeah, everything is blue
exactly
and white.
Exactly like... Yeah, you can walk around, and everywhere you turn your head, it's beautiful.
My favorite place on earth, I would say, in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara is my...
Yeah.
Favorite place on earth. My heaven on earth.
Yeah.
But do you have a song for us?
Ooh, yes. Oh,
Oh, yes. Look at my shirt.
Yes. Tupac with Keep Your Head Up. Is it called that? Keeping Your Head Up. Yeah. Keep Your Head Up with Tupac. That's my song of the week. I think the lyrics is so
amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah, they're so beautiful.
I think Tupac is an amazing artist. Yeah. I wish he was still alive and could give us some good music.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot of
Me
times.
Too.
He died the same year I was born.
Mm-hmm. We were actually on the street in Vegas.
Yeah. And I've been thinking a lot of times, like, I wonder what
all
he
of
could
them,
have done.
Like, all of them young artists that died in such a young age. Like, what? Like, they're a legend. Like, what would they do? Like, can you imagine when they would...
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, Tupac died, 24 years ago?
Yeah.
And he is still that, what do you call it? That big?
Big,
that,
yeah.
It's insane.
It's insane.
He's, he was amazing. Really talented.
Maybe he's still alive. Who knows?
Yeah, I've been actually thinking about that too.
Okay, my song of the week is Ready or Not.
Ready or not, here I come, you can hide. Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not.
We've been singing all of their songs. They're amazing too. Wow.
Who's it with?
How do you say it? Fudges? Fudge? Fuggies.
Fudgies.
I don't, fudgies.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, we should know all... Like, I know the names. It's just so hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
So many words in English is so hard to pronounce for us. Hi. I'm going to say goodbye like this. Puss, puss.
Puss, puss. See you next week.
Mm-hmm. Puss, puss means kiss, kiss. And that's how we end every single conversation in Sweden.
Yeah.
Puss, puss.
And again, please, please, please vote for us. We were nominated in
the Gold Podcast.
Yes, the Gold Podcast. Please vote for us.
Yes. And every single person that listened to this that we've been meeting around on the streets, you guys are amazing. And I'm so happy that we met you. And I'm so happy that you guys are listening.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for blessing us with your appearance.
The best person of this week.
Who is that?
Of course. It's Shirley.
Oh, yes. 100%.
That wasn't... Was her name Shirley? Cherise?
Sherry. We're not really sure how to pronounce your name.
Sherry.
I think she's listening.
Yes, of course she's listening. Yes. And you made our trip so much better.
So much better.
Thank you for letting us know about this Swedish town. And just... wanted to talk to us that much.
Yeah.
And she was so cute and nice. She was
so nice.
She was working at McDonald's and we were standing out there stealing some Wi-Fi as usual. And she just walked up to us. She was like, "Yeah, so you can sleep over there and there, but you can stay here." And we stopped our shift in like an hour. I come out again and she was knocking on the door an hour later. And she was like, "Yeah, we're closing now. So you guys have to move." Like. So we don't get a ticket. She was so nice. She just cared about us. And
yeah, she was really nice.
Thank you. I'm so happy that
so
I met
nice
you.
To meet you.
I hope I meet you again sometime in life.
Me too. Well, bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next week.
See you next week, wherever we are.
Puss, puss.
Puss, puss.